companies like Amazon, DHL, UPS, and more have started shifting from hand and truck delivery to drone delivery. So how do these big companies get the FAA's approval? Let's find out in today's episode.
See you in 10 seconds.
This is Better or Worse, a podcast for everyone to listen and enjoy.
In this episode, Rakesh, Santosh, and Ethan are flying out to see if delivery drones are better or worse.
In this episode, we'll explore the following topics.
Is it safe?
Is it better for the environment?
Is it faster?
Is it efficient?
Is it reliable?
And is it accessible?
But overall, the question
is it better
or worse?
Okay, let's tackle the first question.
But I don't know how to tackle.
Not that kind of tackle.
Oh.
Okay, let's try that again. Let's tackle the first question. Let's tackle the first question.
But I don't know how to tackle.
Not that kind of tackle.
Oh.
Okay, let's try that again. Let's tackle the first question. Is it safe?
Are delivery drones safe?
Well, that depends. First of all, delivery drones use GPS to get around, so they can't crash into a tree or building. Are delivery drones safe? Well, that depends. First of all, delivery drones use GPS to get around, so they can't crash into a tree or building. And some of Amazon's delivery drones have sensors, so they can dodge obstacles. Drones can't fly over overpopulated areas, and also can't fly at night, according to the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. Some risks with drone delivery is that your package could be damaged or stolen. But companies such as Amazon, UPS, DHL, Wing, and FedEx are working on a solution to this problem. What online shoppers are most concerned about is packages getting damaged by the drone, which is a 20% chance of happening. And they're also worried that the drone is getting hacked, which is a 19% chance of happening. Drones in high position could affect its battery. Now we know some safety precautions and some issues that are being dealt with. But how is the environment being impacted by drone delivery?
Looking at this from an environmental perspective, electric-powered drones are a lot better than gas-powered trucks. But if the truck is electric, it would be more efficient in general. Amazon is actively working on this. They claim to have their fleet of electric trucks ready by 2030. UPS is also shifting into electric trucks. They will have them in the UK, Europe, and North America by 2020 to 2024.
Are drone deliveries faster? If you're talking about Amazon, definitely. A standard shipping is 3 to 6 days long. Express is 2 to 4. Priority shipping is 1 to 3 days. Prime shipping is 2 to 1 days. But Amazon's new delivery drone service is in 30 minutes or less. That is a really short amount of time. But of course, you won't be using Amazon's delivery drones for everything. It can't deliver your TV. It can only deliver things up to 2 kilograms or 5 pounds.
Are delivery drones a good investment for large companies? Yes, delivery drones are very expensive, ranging from $5,000 to $10,000 each because of their size and technology. But it is very helpful to society. In 2019, UPS launched a program at Wake Med Hospital in the U.S., The autonomous drones are delivering medical supplies, which would take hours because of traffic jams, but the drones deliver it within minutes to patients in need of treatment.
Common question
is how will people in buildings get packages by drones? Since there isn't a known solution to this, we will discuss some possibilities. One possibility is the drone could drop it off at the warehouse that will deliver the package to the office, and the customer can pick it up from there. The second possibility is have it delivered to a friend or a neighbor, and you can pick it up from there. One common question is how will people in buildings get packages by drones? Since there isn't a known solution to this, we will discuss some possibilities. One possibility is the drone could drop them off at the warehouse that will deliver the package to the office, and the customer can pick it up from there. The second possibility is have it delivered to a friend or a neighbor, and you can pick it up from there.
There are also places where you can't fly at all. For example, in Toronto, flying near hospitals, airports, and emergency centers is a huge no-no.
Since we feel like we answered how accessibility goes, right away, I want to get into the pros and cons of delivery drones.
Here are the pros. It will impact the world and move us forward. We can use it to deliver medicine to hospitals and avoid traffic jams and save lives.
It can be helpful for people in a pinch for example, Christmas. It's the busiest time of the year. Sometimes packages and letters are delayed because of the hustle and bustle. But when a drone is flying, it is avoiding all the traffic below, so you can get your letter or gift delivered to the relative you want.
Amazon has launched the drone delivery program, which can deliver a package in 30 minutes or less. Less accidents will happen on roads because there will be less people driving.
Another pro is small drones reduce emissions.
And here are some cons. Some areas have a lot of restrictions.
Drones can also be hacked.
They also don't operate good in windy weather.
They might not be accessible to apartments.
Also, people are slowly losing jobs.
Ethan, what's your opinion on delivery drones?
I think delivery drones aren't a bad idea, but there are some dangers. Overall, I don't know. They could get hacked, and they don't do well in windy weather. There are some positives, like small drones reduce emissions. So if they're made small, that would help. And there is a chance of their package getting delayed. But overall, I think they're better and worse. What about you, Rakesh? What's your opinion on delivery drones? Is it better or worse?
I think it's better because it's faster, it's pretty efficient, and it might be a success. Santosh. Oh, Santosh!
Huh?
Ah! Wrestlers, on command! 5, 4, 3!
Whoa, Santosh, it's just me! I know that the studio's very quiet and it gets boring.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
I think they would be better, but if big companies have a lot of drones, that'll cause a lot of air traffic.
Well, that's it for this episode.
See you on the next one.
Enjoy the outro music.